Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Brian Kilmeade is back with us this afternoon to report on a bunch of different things. Mr. Kilmeade, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How would you break this down with, let's start with the Supreme Court and the arguments today. It seems like there's a lot of expectation that they'll kick this back to the trial court to decide on some of these issues. And then, you know, none of this will really be settled before the election. Is that sort of the conventional wisdom and your take at this point?
Well, the way I understand it, but you're the lawyer, but I have lawyers every 3 feet, and then watching it while I'm doing the show, then piecing it together to do a hit on the 1 o'clock show. So I'm hitting it on the fly and just going over the audio recordings and what I'm seeing in the interaction. Just a fascinating conversation, because it was really beyond Trump today, because they're setting precedent for the next 100 years,
yeah,
maybe more. And what they're trying to say is, look, FDR, he rounds up the Japanese and puts them in internment camps because they're Japanese. Obviously, we know that was a huge mistake, unconstitutional. Should he be charged by some of those families? The George W. Bush, he said there was weapons of mass destruction. My husband died in the war. Should he be charged? Can I go sue him civilly? You know, the Richard Nixon situation in 1982, you had somebody who was a whistleblower about wasteful spending in the Pentagon, and they got fired. So he sued Richard Nixon, and they nixed it. They said 1982, he's been out of office for 12 years. He can't be responsible for decisions he made in office. So Trump comes along and says, January 6th, I made that decision in office. I didn't charge with insurrection. You know, how dare you try? You didn't even charge me with insurrection. I made a speech. Why am I responsible? Now, whatever our audience thinks about that is fine. But he was president at the time. Are you going to sue me for a speech? I said, march down there peacefully. So now you're suing me for January 6th. And then they say technically those documents were taken while he was president. And whether he gave them back and whatever time, it happened when he was president. So I'm not asking anybody, especially the attorneys driving right now, to agree with me. I'm just presenting the arguments as they were out there. And then the people say, you know, let's say you just want to go shoot somebody, like Aaron Burr shot Alexander Hamilton. Let's say Aaron Burr was president. Should he be able to get away with that because he was president? Now, obviously, the answer should be no. You can't kill somebody. So how do we do? Do we set up parameters? And if the answer is, I want to set up parameters around, I'm going to set up guide rails. Now I want you to take this case below us and deal with this one specifically. That means we're going to have a lot more time, which should bring you through November.
Yeah, and I think that's what's going to happen. By the way, you always, you talk to a lot of people, you always accuse me of being a lawyer. I am not, nor do I play one on the radio. And I'll be honest with you. No, that's all right. Maybe I fool people. But, you know, this was one listening, and I thought that there were interesting questions. I listened to much of the arguments this morning. Typically, not being a lawyer, I'm able to get my arms around some of these arguments a little easier than today. This was complicated, but I even heard from the liberal justices, I think, pretty good questions this morning.
It really was interesting. It's almost as if they want to get to an answer. Maybe you want to be a lawyer because you really got to think and you respond. And they're really trying to press it, like, help me make a different decision. I'm going to ask some really tougher questions and you give me some of these answers. And so far, the answer that the Trump team can't go for is absolute immunity. If they push for absolute immunity, then it's a no-go. It's easy because you can't give a president absolute immunity. Because in their last year, they're just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you have to assume the worst all the time. So you can't do that. They still got to be within the rule of the law, but their decisions can't be susceptible to a lawsuit. So that, I just think the when the Trump team said, if you send SEAL Team 6 out to murder your opponent, and the Trump team said in a lower court argument, basically they didn't have an answer for that, that's a problem. Have an answer for that and say, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about murder. But presidential immunity is a legitimate issue because you got to be able to do stuff like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to get sued. No, excuse me. Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to meet over there. I'm not going to start this. I'm not going to send my SEAL Team 6 unit into Somalia to take out that, take out this group of terrorists, because one of which might be American. If they're American, you can't assassinate another American. Therefore, I could be sued. How many times Obama would be sued? Didn't he kill some of the drone, some Americans?
Yes.
Who had joined up with Al Qaeda?
Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not getting sued. You don't want a president saying that.
By the way, I was communicating with a friend of mine who's an attorney this morning, watching the arguments, and he said, just as a lawyer, he said, "Look, I'm kind of amazed how these lawyers can think on their feet so quickly, you know, in the questioning." And then he said, and I had not, "Have you ever heard the word tautological before today? They use the word tautological." I had to look that one up, which means using two words or phrases that express the same meaning in a way that is unnecessary and usually unintentional. I probably do that on the radio all the time. Brian, let's move to New York in this this trial with Donald Trump. I guess they're moving forward. Yeah, I heard, I think it was, I don't know if it was Annie McCarthy or Turley make this point, and I thought it was interesting, and maybe I hadn't looked at it this way. When it comes to Michael Cohen testifying, you have Michael Cohen basically trying to convict a former client for following his advice. Isn't that what some of this is about?
It is. And the funny thing was, I was reading with, you know, with getting these real quick transcripts that are made up by, we have three people in there writing it out and putting it on email in the overflow room. And with one of them once said, so they asked David Pecker, you know, when you're dealing with Michael Cohen, did the president know about this? He goes, yeah, I think so. And they go, object. What do you mean you think so? Did the president know about it? He goes, I assume so. Because you assume so. You can't assume that. They threw it out. So you can't even guarantee that the president knew about the deals. And to tell you the truth, I know Michael Cohen, and Michael, I could see him just saying, I'm not going to bother the president. I'm going to go handle this. I'm going to use the power of Trump to go bully everybody. And I'm going to go make deals. Not so much. I don't know if he's taking extra money or not. That's not what I assume. But he's out there cavalierly cutting deals, going up with money, going down. I'm not going to pay anything. I'm going to pay everything. Whatever. The assumption was he's speaking for Trump, the president-elect at the time. But you can't assume in court.
Well, I can totally see Cohen doing what you just described. There's no doubt about that. Hey, let's Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. My favorite soundbite of the week, I do this feature here on the show every evening at about 5:50 called Audio Cut of the Day. I kind of pick one soundbite. Maybe I cheat a little bit and do a, you know, an audio daily double or a trifecta. But one of my favorites this week was the Columbia University students who went down to NYU because they knew that the students there were in crisis, Brian. And then somebody got a hold of these two girls, I don't know if you saw this, to say, hey, what are you here for? They had no idea. They had no idea what they were protesting. They really didn't know. And I think that spoke volumes about some of the nonsense that's going on college campuses right now.
It does. And they don't know what the river and what the sea is. They have no idea about the history. Why would a woman ever go to bat for the Palestinian culture, where the women don't matter, they don't have jobs, they're third-class citizens, and if you happen to be gay, trans fluid, or whatever you are, you die. So these people are actually going against a democracy and an ally, saying that Israel is on stolen land, the Palestinian people need a homeland, to do what? To murder people? I mean, they basically keep electing Hamas. They 80% approve of the October 7th attack, some of which don't believe it happened. One woman says to Lawrence Jones, well, that October 7th was proven to be untrue. And Lawrence said, are you kidding me? There's video. He goes, that didn't happen. Right? I mean, do you believe that? Yeah, that would make your cut of the week.
Yes, I missed that one. Well, then there's another piece of audio that's circulating here from Amherst, Massachusetts. I thought this was a joke, but you have the Valley Families for Palestine putting on a queer story time for Palestine, and these toddlers are chanting Free Palestine. Meantime, the reality is members of the Alphabet Mafia are often murdered in Gaza and other areas like Ramallah. And that somehow eludes them. It's so confusing. I'm genuinely so confused by some of the things I see right now.
Because, you know, right away you want to say ignorant, but you're in front of Columbia, Princeton. Now, you know, Princeton's having their sit-in now. Brown arrested 50 people. So they're all doing it. So you go to yourself, these guys got near-perfect SAT scores. They probably are the top five in their class. The kid I interviewed today from Columbia is Jewish and now is being threatened in anti-Semitic epithets at him as he walks through campus. To his great credit, he refuses to miss class and do it on Zoom. He's putting up with all of it. Can't believe it. Either can his parents. They're paying $75,000. Like to think to yourself, you know, these are just, you know, these kids are just uneducated. They don't want to go to college. They don't. No. These are the ones. These were the supposedly smartest of this generation. And they've been totally manipulated by these professors. But I can't tell you how many times I was in class with, and you see a professor and they say some things that I believe are off the wall. I go, you know, does that have to be in the test? Okay, fine. You think you're going to change my mind? And just because you don't like Israel or don't like America, you're not going to affect me. These guys are like Plato. And these professors have totally gotten their heads. And the money is now flowing in from a very – these organizations got to be disassembled immediately after this. They got to find out exactly who's funding it and take it apart. And people can find that out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.